We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield.
Breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Oh, mama!
Live at Moody's Country Store and Barbecue, this is the Bud Light OU Huddle, presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The OU Huddle is also brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Riverwind Casino, still the one. And by Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Let's go! This is the Bud Light OU Huddle. Now, here's Toby Rowland.
Not Toby Rowland, but pretty close. Welcome to Sooner Sports Talk. My name is Aaron Miller, filling in for the one and only Toby Rowland, who is on the road with baseball in Houston today. Good luck. Toby, I'm going to try and do you proud. We've got a heck of a lineup tonight for you. Our first hour, we're covering women's and men's golf. We've got both coaches, some incredible athletes on board. The second hour, we've got a full lineup of football. We're going to fill you guys in on prep for spring game, the NFL Combine, all the good stuff coming your way. But I've got two beautiful ladies next to me that I want to introduce. And also, happy International Women's Day.
Thank
We're
you.
A day late, that's but true. I think that that's fitting because both of you all are not from the U.S.
That's true.
I'm going to introduce Nina Lang first. Okay, so tell me a little bit about just your background. I know you're from Germany.
Yes.
So how the heck did you end up here?
Well, the coaches usually recruit us around senior year, high school. So when we play the big tournaments in Europe, like the European Championship, they start recruiting us. So I end up like here. Obviously, I transferred my freshman year from Baylor. I visited OU though, so I'm really glad to come back to OU, and I'm really happy with the decision.
Why OU? What was it? What sold you? Had to be this girl, right?
I was between OU and Arizona. Then I ended up at Baylor, but then when I entered the transfer portal again, I just remember how much I liked OU, and then if I'm just looking back on the time here over the last couple of years, it's just like, it feels like a family, it feels like a second home, far away from home, but still kind of like a second home. My team is amazing. I just really like it here.
Yeah. How did she get on your radar, Coach?
Well, it's funny. I mean, the first time she came and visited on an official visit.
Yeah.
And if I remember, you went to 5 different schools. And I remember when you turned us down, we were on spring break in Arizona. She called and told us she wasn't coming. But we really enjoyed having her on campus and obviously had watched her over in Europe. So that's kind of how she got on our radar. And but after that, so she turned us down, then ends up at Baylor, and then she entered the portal. And so we were like, we were in the dead period to where she couldn't visit. But we took a chance because we knew she had seen what we had to offer here. And then she's like, I'm coming. So yeah. Here we are.
Okay. I want to go back to you, Coach. 14 years. 14 years at Oklahoma. Does that feel real? Reflect on that.
I mean, it's a long time for sure. I mean, definitely have been blessed with just being able to help so many student athletes, you know, having different teams. Obviously, we've been very successful at different times throughout my career here. But I mean, yes, it's been a long time for sure.
Yeah. How would you describe this team? I mean, 14 years. You've seen a lot of athletes. You've seen a lot of squads come through this program. Describe the personality of this group.
I mean, we have the most depth we've ever had on our team. This spring, we have 11 players, so it's a lot. Very different. A lot of times, golf teams will have 8 or 9 players. So for us, having 11 is a lot, but everyone can play. So our qualifiers are very competitive. And honestly, I think that makes us better. Just having... being able to have the competition just going back and forth every weekend is just fantastic for us. And, I mean, this is probably one of the best teams we've ever had.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really looking forward to getting back on the road here this weekend and then playing next week in Tallahassee.
Nina, when you think about where you guys are in your schedule right now at this point in the season, how do you feel? What's the temperature check right now in the journey?
I think we're all really excited to get the season started. Like, obviously, we had our first tournament last week or 2 weeks ago. We play with a couple girls, and they already have played 3 or 4 tournaments. So we're just really excited to go into spring break, enjoy a couple of days in Florida, and then just continue with our season, especially since we finished strong the last tournament, so we just want to build on there and then just kind of like go into postseason pretty well.
It's a little momentum. You got to get the momentum
That's
behind
true.
The back
yes.
for sure. You're a junior, right? I mean, there's obviously been a lot of learning and evolving. I even think back to my time as an athlete. Year over year, you just get a little bit more confidence under the belt. How do you feel about your game right now, junior season?
I feel very comfortable. Also very confident, so I am really excited for the next tournament. I started really well in the season, finished really good in the last tournament, so I worked on the things that didn't work out well last tournament, so I'm even more confident that I will score really well in this tournament coming up.
I know you were a multi-sport athlete, right, growing
I was,
up? Okay,
yes.
Did that play into any of your decision-making with going with golf?
I think golf was just like the newest. I did track and field, tennis, and then I really liked playing with my grandparents. And obviously, I started quite old, I think, with like 10 years. So I just stick with golf because I think it was kind of like the most exciting sport at that time.
And your brother plays, right?
My brother plays.
Where is he at?
He plays for the University of Illinois right now.
Okay. Are you guys competitive? Surely there's got to be like household competition.
Definitely.
Do you guys play with each other a lot in the off season?
Usually when we come back, we play a lot. Also, a lot of like competitive matches, obviously.
Yeah.
It's always fun. It's really hard. Every year it gets harder to win against him. Just because he gets better, obviously, I get better too. But guys are just hitting the ball a bit longer. So sometimes it's just hard to compete against him in match play. Stroke play is close to the match play, though.
Okay. All right. Coach, what's Nina's role like on this team? I mean, how would you describe her and your group?
I mean, We have a kind of a mixed bag of players. We have a lot of young ones, and then we have a lot of older ones. I mean, she's been a leader for us, obviously, and she's been really close with our freshmen, just taking them under her wing and really, you know, kind of showing them a path, different ways around golf course or, you know, just different games that you all just have, and just keeping it competitive and really light as well.
What do you think your strongest suit is on this team? What's the portion of your game that you feel very
For sure, my short game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's the worst part of my game.
Really?
So I need to take some lessons from you.
She is unreal. With wedges,
okay,
it's impressive.
All right. I'm going to have to hire you for some lessons.
Okay.
I want to go back to the Westbrook Invitational. I know that you really lit it up on the back nine. You had three birdies on the back nine. How'd you round the corner and change some adjustments there?
On the second day? Or
yeah.
Last day?
Second day.
Yeah. So... I think, well, on the first and the second day, we played 36 holes, so it is a lot. But Westbrook is a course that you can score well. I like the back nine a little bit more than the front nine, too. You have a lot of wedges in. So I just put me in the right position, had my wedges, hit it really close, so I had, like, often a tap-in birdie, and then I could just score the birdies really
Is there
easily.
A different mindset, though? Like, I'm thinking of just, you said 36 holes is a long haul. I mean, that is a mental game, I think, more than anything. I mean, there's some physical taxation here, too. But the mental side of this, Coach, I know has to be huge for these girls. How do you guys train for that side of the game?
I mean, we do all kinds of different things. It's kind of funny you bring it up because in theory, if you shoot even par,
yeah,
right, you're going to be over the ball for probably 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very fast. It happens fast. I mean, your swing probably lasts 2 seconds in reality. So that's 144 seconds. Wow. So the rest of the 5 hours you're out there, you can just be thinking about whatever it is, right? It's easy to get distracted or miss a shot, and then next thing you know, you kind of lose the confidence for a second. But, I mean, we do all kinds of different things. We have a focus game that we've been working on. We have, obviously, we work with our sports psychologists that kind of give us different tips on that. But when you're out there by yourself and it's you and the golf course, sometimes it gets tough. And on the 36-hole day, I mean, it's even that much harder for sure.
How are you approaching that as a coach, just trying to keep these girls locked in?
A lot of times I just try and make them laugh. I mean, we tell jokes that are ridiculous at times. Just they're so silly, but it's just trying to keep them loose. I mean, lately we've actually been going with the freshmen, so we haven't – I don't really see Nina very much out there, to be honest. I just – Ryan and I just kind of go with – freshmen, and we try and help them around the golf course because we know the older ones have been to those places, so for them it's a little bit easier to get around, and so we just try to stay with somebody, help them. If it doesn't work, then we change the momentum and go with somebody else, but otherwise we just kind of just keep going, do our own thing, tell jokes, and go from there.
I love it. Well, we've got more coming back. We're gonna take a quick break. Don't miss anything. Come back and see me. You are watching Sooner Sports Talk from Rudy's Country Store. Don't go anywhere.
The Huddle is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing the best in real Texas barbecue. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. The Sooner Junior Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for more information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Home, and Devon Energy.
Welcome back. Here's a look at our upcoming women's golf schedule brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Coach Vera, I want you to look at this lineup. What sticks out to you here? Is there a tournament that you're really like, ooh, that one. That'll be a big one for us.
I mean, all the upcoming tournaments are going to be fantastic. Yeah. But obviously, the Big 12 Match Play Championship, it's the first year we have that. So we're really excited for that one to happen. And then obviously, we go back-to-back with the Big 12 Championship Match Play and then Stroke Play. So it's kind of unique this year, but these five events are important for us.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that Clemson Invitational. I think that's going to be a fun matchup, I think, for you guys.
It should be really good. There's 15 teams at the event, and actually it's a fun one. We stay at with families at the golf course, so it's kind of a unique, different tournament. It's up at Lake Kiwi, and it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. What's that course like?
Very hilly.
Very hilly. We'll take some approach
We're
shots.
Riding carts, though.
Oh, that'll be good.
There you go.
Well, that leads me to Miss Kaylee Vesely, who's joining us from the crowd. Welcome in.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here. Okay, junior from Austin.
Yes.
3 years under your belt. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about your game so far?
Good. I mean, golf definitely has its up and downs, but I feel like this year I've really kind of hit that, not peak, but incline of confidence, and I really feel like my game is in a great space, and my headspace is great on course, and I'm just feeling really confident and great about my game, so I'm excited for the rest of the season.
It's good to hear. I know Coach is probably liking to hear that as well.
Yes.
You had a really good outing in Arizona. I know that you had a couple birdies in the first four holes, and you eagled on the eighth.
Yes.
Let's talk about hole eight. Yeah, that was a big smile when I mentioned that hole.
Yeah, so I think it was five and six. I had two bogeys back-to-back, kind of had a couple of hiccups. Stayed calm, confident, parred hole seven. Hole eight, I got to it. I was like, okay, par five. There wasn't really too much wind. I'm kind of a longer hitter, so I knew I could come close to probably hitting the green in two. So I hit a really great drive down the middle, hit three wood. I think I had like 250. I was right on the front of the green, just kind of off, maybe had like a 30-yard pitch shot. The pin was kind of on top of the hill, so I just knew that those greens were really firm and I needed to land it short of the hill and kind of let it run up the hill. So I hit it. I landed it exactly where I wanted to, and I thought it could be really good, and I watched the ball roll up the hill, and I said, do it, do it, and it went in the hole, and, you know, I cheered. Yeah. I celebrated. I was happy to get those two shots back.
Don't
sure.
you love when that happens? Mm-hmm. I want to hear your thoughts on playing for Coach Farrell, because we've got to hear you talk about your players. I want to hear you talk about your coach.
Yeah, I love Coach V. I think she's just great at pushing us and, you know, seeing the potential in us and our players, and like she said earlier, we have a lot of depth, so it's great to kind of have those competitions, and she pushes us to have, you know, those friendly competitions mm-hmm. with each other so that we can get better every day, and she always tries to help us in as many ways as possible. With anything that we need, we can come to her.
Yeah.
So,
what's the future after collegiate golf for you? What's the hope?
I don't know. I mean, I really hope to go professional.
Yeah, of course.
My major is marketing. Not quite sure what I'm going to do with that. We'll see. I'm very interested in real estate as well.
Okay.
So maybe something to do with that. I don't know. But the ultimate goal is to be a professional golfer.
Coach, growth of the sport in general. I mean, when you look at the athletes, we've talked about, you know, 14 years, you're a very seasoned coach here. You've seen firsthand the growth of this sport, specifically with women. How do you feel? How do you feel with where you guys are headed?
I mean, right now, I think it's the best it's ever been for women's golf. Like, you could see it, men's golf was, they're always ahead of us a little bit with just scores in general. And then, you know, we're always a few years behind. But just overall, as a sport, we are probably the best it's ever been. And I think it's only going to get better with just the type of athletes we have now coming in as junior golfers into our programs. I mean, they're just that much better. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to see where we're going to be in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years from now.
Right. I, for sure. I think the trend specifically just within female athletics is that the bar is continuing to get raised year after year after year. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be a part of. I want to go back to your play a little bit, Kaylee. We talked about a pretty incredible outing you had at Arizona. When you look at what's ahead, you think of how you build off of that. Is there an area of your game that you feel like, I need to button that up a little bit?
I mean, obviously, I think it comes down to short game. I'm a great putter. You can always get better. I think that's really where you save shots and where you score well. So, I mean, I've definitely been working on my swing. I think my swing's in a great spot right now. So if I just continue to stay confident, I think if I work hard on my putting, I can definitely shoot some more low scores.
What's the linchpin for you? What's the one thing, especially on the mental side of the game? I know we got to talk to Nina a little bit about that, but for you, the mentality portion, what's the one thing you know you've got to keep in check for your game to show up?
My confidence and just staying calm on the course. Yeah. Obviously, golf isn't a game of perfects. We're going to make mistakes. So when those mistakes happen, just stay calm, stay cool, stay confident, and just continue to trust my game and trust the process of what I've been doing and continue on.
Yeah. What do you think? Adjustments going into your next tournament? What is it?
Oh, great question. I mean, I think you obviously last round at Westbrook, we played really well as a team. Everyone played solid individually as well. Just continue to build up on that, you know. The difference, we had a blast the last day. Everybody was having fun. Everybody was staying patient. Like she said, you are going to make mistakes out there, but just being able to stay calm and really move on to the next shot and then go chase it again. Mm-hmm. Simple.
Right? Is it really that simple, though? I wish it was. I really wish it was. I know you're good friends with softball.
Yes, I am.
So we were talking about that a little bit. Of course, I played here at mm-hmm. Oklahoma, so I was pleased to see that you've got a deep connection with some other sports, one that's close to near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. Roommates, right?
Yes.
Okay, who'd you live with?
So my freshman year, I got roomed with Jada Coleman, and we immediately hit it off, became best friends. Tiare Jennings and Nicole May lived in the dorm right below us, so we would always go over to their dorm room and hang out, and then we all three decided, or all four of us, I guess, decided to live together sophomore year. We all lived together, got along great. Yeah. And then this year, Jada and Nicole and I are all living together in the house.
Have you put a club in their hand yet?
So Nicole and I actually went to Cabo together this summer. Jada was supposed to go, but unfortunately she couldn't make it. But we stayed on a golf course in Cabo, and so there was a driving range in like basically our backyard, and I of course had my clubs. They had clubs like that we could use, but I brought my own because I wanted to play. But I was teaching Nicole, and you know, she has that softball swing, so there were some big cuts in there. But
I think we could be onto something here, Coach. We need to do like a sports swap one day. I think we might be able to pull some.
No, would be fun.
They always teach me the like terminology for softball, and I teach them golf. So I mean, it's great learning about
another
sport.
I could learn a lot from you guys too. Leadership. I think that's another really big point of this group. Who do you feel like has taken this by the reins?
I mean, we, like I said, we have a few older players, Mika, Maria, Kaylee, Nina, you know, those players, Madison. I mean, they're a lot older. They've been here the longest. And so they've done a great job just really helping our freshmen. We have four freshmen, so which is a little bit unusual for golf, or women's golf anyways. Typically, we would only have one or two, but they've been awesome. Just really working together, trying to, you know, make us a great team.
Yeah. Has there been somebody that's really influenced you in your years here?
My freshman year, I really looked up to Caitlin Milligan. She was just always there and so supportive of me through everything. I was kind of going through a little tough spot with my game, and she was always there to encourage me and just push me to get better every day. And she was a great player and a great mentor for me.
How would you describe your leadership style?
I feel like I have a pretty good leadership style. I would say that I understand kind of the hardships of golf and that there's a lot of ups and downs because I've been there, done that. Yeah. But, you know, when I see other players struggling, I'm always there to kind of ask them if they want to talk about anything or just, you know, deal with experiences and mm-hmm. get to know, like, where their headspace is and just really there for people and comforting.
Yeah. I love getting a chance to highlight female athletics like this because I think being a woman in sports, especially for you, Coach, I know you've got a daughter here who is cute as a button. You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a heck of a coach. You're helping grow the sport. You're helping female athletics grow. If you were to send a message to a young coach that's getting into this for the first time, what advice would you give her?
Whew, that's a great question. I mean, you got to love what you do.
Yeah.
First off, it's kind of sometimes we kind of joke about it. I feel like at times I spend a lot more time with our team than I do with my own family, just, you know, being on the road, especially in the spring. But yeah, the biggest thing, you got to love what you're doing. You have to love to help players. At the end of the day, you know, I'm not doing for myself. I'm doing it for the next generation and help them get to where they want to be.
So good. You got a good coach on your hands here, and you've got a good group of girls on your hands. I want to thank you both for hopping on with us. Thank you, Nina, in the crowd. Best of luck to
thank
go
you.
And kick some booty this season, girls.
Thank
go
you.
Out and get them.
Thank you.
Guys, don't go anywhere. We've got Coach Ryan Hibble coming up. OU Men's Golf coming at you. We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Riverwind Casino, still the one. By Bud Light, it's for the fans. And the OU Fan Shop is the best place to gear up for game day at shop.soonersports.com.
Welcome back. We are joined by OU Men's Golf. Welcome in, guys. We got Patrick Welch here and Coach Hibble. 14 years. Does that feel real?
Not really. It's, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And we certainly have been having fun and just so thankful to have, you know, the University of Oklahoma and the support that they've always, you know, been able to pour into us. And, you know, I'm blessed because I get a new crop of guys every year, right? And they just keep me young and keep me going. And now you got a fifth-year senior sitting here next to me, and we're going to be sad when he moves on. But it's always fun to get the new guys coming in, and 14 years has gone by very, very quickly.
Yeah, it goes by when you're having a blast.
Yes.
That's true. What's different about this team? What feels good about this group?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of really good things going for us right now. Our depth is strong. You know, I'm seeing competition every single day that we go out, very hungry group of guys. And, you know, and our experienced guys, too, they're really trying to get better every single day. And that's the kind of stuff that really excites me because we still have a long ways to go here before postseason. And everybody wants to already kind of be looking ahead, you know, into the Big 12 championship and nationals and all that kind of stuff. But we're heading to Arizona next week. That's kind of what our focus is right now. And I really like the heartbeat of the team right now. I feel like we're starting to figure out a little bit of who we are. The fall time, we had new players in the game. Since the last 4 or 5 years, we've had a lot of the same consistent players. And this year we've had quite a few new guys. So just trying to find, like, what our heartbeat is, and I think we're getting closer to that.
What's a fifth year like Vinny mean to this squad?
He means everything to us. I mean, he's our captain, and just think the world of him and what he's been able to do at our place, and he's leaving a lasting legacy, and you know, doing it the right way, and He's going to graduate this springtime, which is ultimately, you know, our goal for all of our guys. And he's had so much great experiences over the years. I mean, it's been an amazing run, and he just keeps getting better and better and better. And I'm just I'm thankful that he chose to, you know, come play for us years ago. And when he decided to come back
right.
for this last year, I mean, you know, and he's going to go out with a bang. I truly believe that he still has his best golf in front of him here this springtime.
Was that an easy choice, Patrick, coming back for that fifth year?
It was. You know, I've just made a lot of great friends here.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Hibble and Coach Alcorn, they've helped me a ton through my 4 years and now on my fifth year here. And, you know, just having the past teammates being so good at what they do and, you know, always getting better each and every year that I've been here. And, you know, it's really fun to be a part of, and, you know, the younger guys on the team, you know, it's just fun kind of passing mm-hmm. that stuff down. And, you know, just it's just really fun, and you only get limited time in college. So
retweet. Just,
yeah, no,
amen
exactly.
to that. So, goes by, you know, fast.
It was just an easy decision overall. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, fifth year, there's a lot of confidence under the belt. There's a lot of reps under the belt. When you think about your evolution with the golf club, what's something that really sticks out to you that you've evolved in your game?
You know, before I got to college, I thought I was a pretty, you know, solid putter. Irons I thought were okay, and my driving was, you know, decent. Mm. And then I got to school, and I kind of realized my putting was a little behind the curve, and my irons actually got a lot better throughout the years here, and now I feel like I have the utmost confidence in my iron play, and my driving has gotten better, I would say. But, you know, putting, you know, I've had a few times where it's been really struggling, and, you know, just I just kept going at it, and it's gotten better.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, you can always improve, and no matter what you're doing, no matter driving, irons, chipping, putting. So I always look forward to, you know, trying to improve every aspect of my game, so.
Well, I did my digging before this, as any young journalist would do. And you've got a pretty cool video on your socials about your interesting grip. Mm. I consider myself a very amateur golfer, and I was fascinated watching that video. How did that happen?
You know, I started golf when I was about 2 or 3.
Okay.
And I picked up the golf club like that. I think it just naturally happened.
Yeah.
And I just stuck with it. I played baseball all throughout high school and stuff, and I hit left-handed. So that, you know, is a very similar grip, and it didn't affect my golf swing nor my baseball swing. So,
you're going to show it.
Oh, jeez.
You get to see it live. So, yeah, the first time I saw your swing, I did do the double take. And I know that you mentioned that. You're like, yeah, when I go on the range, I get the double takes all the time. Mm-hmm. I think people are like, am I seeing what I'm actually seeing here? But that feels natural to you, right?
Yeah, no, it feels super natural. It doesn't feel any different. If I swung the regular way or the conventional way, it'd feel really different just because I haven't done it.
Have you ever seen that before, Coach?
I have, yeah. I've a long time ago when I was playing, there was actually a very good professional golfer that swung it cross-handed, and I hadn't really seen a great player do it since him. His name was Josh Broadway, who Vinny has been introduced to, and they have a relationship now because of their cross-handed grip. But the first time I ever saw Patrick swing it was at the U.S. Junior down in Houston. I want to say you were probably 14 years old. Is that about right?
Yeah.
14 years old, and I agree. It kind of gives you a little double take. I already knew that he swung it cross-handed, but then the more you watch it, you kind of fall in love with it. And just a credit, he and I talk about this all the time, but his dad, Marty, never let the outsiders come in and change his grip,
yeah.
which is very difficult. You know, as you're growing up in our game, the conventional way of playing, it can kind of catch up to you. All the teaching instructors want to, you know, grab a hold of these guys and say, hey, if you don't do it this way, you're never going to be able to make it.
Right.
And he was being humble. He's the best ball striker day in, day out that we maybe have ever had here. So, you know, it's amazing what he can do with the club. I would put him against anybody with a 5-iron in their hands. His driver has gotten just significantly better since he, you know, arrived here on campus, and we knew that it could become a weapon for him, mm-hmm. and it has. So, you know, and again, his short game continues to get better, but he beats people with his, you know, irons, his long irons, and his driver.
Yeah. What's the future look like, Vinny? What's after golf in college?
The goal is to turn professional.
Yeah.
You know, with the PGA University standings, depends on kind of where I fall there, but after this season, I'll turn pro.
Right. The landscape, the professional landscape is very interesting right now. Do you have any thoughts?
No thoughts.
No thoughts. No comment. No comment, period.
He's being Switzerland
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. I'm playing Switzerland. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Do you have thoughts, Coach, on the sport and how it's evolved?
I do. I mean, we have one of our, you know, most iconic guys, Abraham Answer, who's now on the Live Tour.
Right.
Abe actually called me up 2 weeks before he actually made that decision. We had some long conversations. And first of all, if Live didn't happen, the PGA Tour wouldn't be where it's at right now, too. Currently, they're paying their guys more than they've ever paid. They're doing something special for their guys. So I love competition. I think it makes us all be better. It's no different than what we do on our own golf team. But it has been interesting just watching this whole thing play itself out. And it's a learning curve for all of us because I'm trying to, you know, counsel my guys
yeah.
that are getting ready to make decisions and going through that process with agents. And, you know, it's an interesting time right now, but it's really exciting because our guys are going to reap the benefit off of what's going on. The opportunities are out there to make that much more money, to be seen that much more on television, which increases their brand presence. And ultimately, you know, it's not just about the money, right? It's about these guys continuing to just be as good as they possibly can with their games. And if they can do that on the Live or the PGA Tour, we're going to be, you know, fully supportive no matter what.
Yeah. You've got a lot of guys out there in the pro landscape. Do you still keep in touch?
Oh, yeah.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like, I say this all the time, but what actually fills my cup probably more now is being able to be around my former players. And last time I was on with Toby, I told this story that Max McGreevy, who's on the PGA Tour, he's playing at the Players' Championship this week. You know, he got married New Year's Eve of this past year, and we had 11 former players come back. And being around those guys and seeing all of them together, that's the stuff that excites me. You know, I'm like a grandparent now where it's like I get to see my grandkids, and that's the way I feel. So when you know, Patrick gets out there, there will be nothing more that excites me than him going and doing something phenomenal. But, you know, whether it's in golf or not, I mean, everybody ends up, you know, getting married and having kids. And I just love that, you know, the human beings that we're trying to produce here at OU, and they just do a great job working through that. And it's fun to be around that group.
That's so true. It's so much more than just the sport, right? It's developing the whole person. I think you're doing a heck of a job. Well, clearly. Look at this guy.
Look at this guy. He's a stud.
Look at this guy with the kicks on. Wow. You got it all going on. Patrick, thanks for hopping up here with us. Appreciate you. We got Drew Goodman coming back. Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back here. Rudy's Country Store.
All of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino.
Welcome back. Here's a look at the upcoming men's golf schedule brought to you by Riverwind Casino. Still the one. You've got some pretty good competition coming up, Coach. Looking at Arizona, thinking about the adjustments you guys have to bring to Tucson, what are you looking at?
Well, we've been out there a couple years in a row now, and fortunately it's during spring break for us. So yeah. We go out quite a few days early. We'll play Greyhawk, which is where our national championship is. And so our guys are pretty comfortable on that golf course by the time we get there, and the altitude and how far the ball's going to go, the ryegrass. So, you know, we like where our guys will be in Tucson for sure.
What's going to be tough about that Big 12 championship?
Well, it's at Prairie Dunes, Hutchinson, Kansas. If you don't know that place, it's probably my favorite golf course in the central part of the country. It's a Perry Maxwell golf course in the sand hills, sand dunes of Kansas. It's an amazing piece of property. it plays very, very difficult because of the wind conditions and what I mean, it's truly golf at its core, and it's always tough.
Yeah.
Always tough.
At this point in the season, I think in any sport, not just golf, but you look to get hot at the right time. When you think about where you guys are right now in your season, first of all, we need to introduce the Drew Goodman. Welcome to the set, buddy.
Thank you.
But this question's for you, too. You think about where you guys are right now. You round the corner into this next chapter of the season. How do you feel? Are you getting hot at the right time? Are you feeling like you're catching momentum at the right time?
You go ahead, go.
I think we've done some good stuff here at the beginning of the spring. This last week in Vegas, I think as a team, didn't quite go how we wanted it to, that we could have done a little more coming down the stretch. But, you know, we had a great turnaround coming from Hawaii at the end of the fall into Puerto Rico at the beginning of the spring, got wins in both of those spots. We're just kind of figuring out, you know, who we are, who's gonna be the guys that are going to step up and, you know, coming down the stretch in the postseason, how we're going to get it done.
How you feeling, Coach?
I feel great. I mean, going back to what I was talking about earlier, I really like where our guys are heading. We have actually, even though we have new players on our team, we have quite a bit of experience still. We're older. I mean, Drew, he's a sophomore, but he's played every week for us since he's been here on property. That's a lot of experience. He was at a national championship last year. He won a Big 12 championship last year. Same thing with Patrick Welch and Stephen Campbell Jr. and some of these same characters. You know, Jackson Dow, who's been around, and Ben Lorenz and Jake Holbrook, they're still older guys. We have a transfer, Luke Kluver, who's still going to be a player in the game here coming down the stretch. So we just, you know, we've got quite a bit of experience, but we've got some new guys. Jay Summey, who's a true freshman, he's a monster, has been playing great for us all year long, and looking forward to seeing how he develops, you know, through the rest of the springtime. But I like where we're heading.
Yeah, you guys got tested in Vegas, really tested, I think. I don't want to overlook the win, obviously, against A&M, but I think back to the Southern Highlands tournament, and I think that there was probably some opportunities where you guys could have been a little bit better off, but didn't quite have it. When you reflect on that outing, what's the biggest takeaway?
Well, I would say this. We didn't get off to a great start,
so
we were behind the eight ball the entire time, and I feel like our guys showed quite a bit of firepower in the final round, and we jumped up the leaderboard, which we did the exact same thing at Puerto Rico, too, in the final round. So it's nice being able to see our guys coming down the stretch and doing some good things, but we need to, you know, clean it up a little bit earlier in the golf tournament, which I think we'll do a better job with that out in Arizona.
Yeah, the mental side, right? I think of making adjustments, the bounce back. Drew, how do you approach that? You hit a couple hiccups in the middle of a round. What's it take to turn the corner?
For sure. Just being emotionally stable is such a huge thing. Anybody who plays golf knows that it's a crazy game going out there. And, you know, you can have some crazy highs and some crazy lows. My last round out in Vegas was exactly that. I got off to a great start and had some things go wrong in the middle. And you got to figure out a way to center yourself and, you know, hit the best shot that you can on the next shot.
Yeah. How do you coach the mental side of this game?
It's a tough one.
$1 million question,
you know,
right?
I would say that we deal on the mental side of our guys more than anything that we do, just by talking in our conversations, whether it's on the golf course, off the golf course. I mean, you know, Drew's talking about his last round. You know, he birdied, six out of the first seven holes.
Wow.
In Vegas. I mean, this guy's about to shoot a course record and all of a sudden stubs his toe a little bit. And we had to talk about that, not just during the round, but after the round, and understanding how he's got to be able to recenter himself a little bit, set maybe even a new schedule for where he's heading and what he's doing on a golf course. So we deal with the psychology of golf a lot, and how you maneuver through a round is very, very important. It's not just about, can you execute? I mean, execution is a big deal, right? But how you actually play a golf course can really dictate, you know, the ebb and flow. So we've got to be as sharp in that area as we possibly can be.
Yeah. You're a hometown kid, right?
I am.
Born and raised in Norman.
For the last 10 or so years, yes.
Okay. This has to mean a little bit more then, right? Playing at OU?
A little bit, yeah. Growing up, I wasn't the biggest OU fan, actually, but I came around. Coach put some work into me to make sure that I was going to be a Sooner. But yeah, as soon as I made the decision to come here, it was pretty early, a few years out, and knowing that I'm from here and seeing everything that goes on every football season, every sports season, all the fans that are just around this program in Norman, I can see how much it means to everybody and how much it means for us to be successful.
Yeah.
So that definitely puts a little more drive into me because I know how much it means to people.
I love it. Coach, how did Drew get on your radar?
Well, Drew started coming to my golf camp but when he was probably 8 or 9 years old. As a little guy, to be honest with you, I probably would have projected out that he was going to be a big-time baseball player. He loved baseball as a youngster. And then at some point, was it about 11 or 12, he kind of made the decision, I want to be all in on golf. And he would come to our golf camp in his Ricky Fowler orange outfit. And his grandpa was a big influence on him, Oklahoma State guy. And we're just so thankful that he's here with us. I mean, Drew's got a chance of breaking any record that he wants while he's here. He's already, last year, I just looked it up the other day, he was top 10 in our program's history as far as in relation to under par with his stroke average last year. So he's got a chance of doing some great things, and I know that's what he wants to do, and he wants to go be, you know, the number one player in the world at some point professionally too. That's the kind of drive that he's got.
I like the sound of that. Well, I know we've got two leaders in the clubhouse that we've been able to talk to here, but you've got quite a few powerhouse players on the team. I've heard a lot about Jay Summey. I've heard a lot about Drew. I've heard a lot about Steven. The leadership as a whole, I feel like, runs deep in this squad. Speak to that.
Well, it's something that we try and produce every year. And, you know, Vinny was talking about it earlier, him passing down what needs to be passed down. That's where it kind of starts from with our old folks. And our guys, they get in line very quickly, and they understand what the goal is and what the mission is, and that is to make sure that we're getting the most out of our days, the most out of our work, not wasting time. And, you know, if you get enough like-minded individuals, I mean, I don't even really have to, you know, have practice every day if I didn't really want to, because these guys are going to put their work in. That's the cool thing about our sport. As a coach, you don't have to, you know, beat these guys around to get them to come out. Actually, sometimes I have to beat them to go home because they will sit out there for 10, 12 hours. So we have to actually manage probably a little bit more on taking some time off than anything. But I love where our guys are at. And you know, it starts in the recruiting process. But once they get here, just maintaining a level of high competition and making them feel like they truly are trying to get better every day.
Yeah. Well-oiled machine. You've got a guys that know what they're doing. They take care of business. I love that. Last thing from me, Old Trapper Beef Jerky, this segment of the huddle is brought to you by Old Trapper. What's your beef? I've got the million-dollar question for you. If you were going to sit across from a young Ryan Hibble who's about to start his coaching journey, what would you tell young Ryan?
Oh, boy. Young Ryan Hibble.
We're going to reflect. We're going to get deep, Coach. We're
this
getting
is deep. Yeah, I don't know. I would tell myself to just trust your gut.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, over the years, I've realized a lot of times – you know, we can overthink and overanalyze at times, and I feel like your gut's usually telling you the right stuff. So trust your gut.
Mm. I love that. So much of this game, I think, is intuition, right? That gut. What would you tell yourself?
Man, I think I just tell myself to stop wasting hours and stop wasting days because I saw how close the guys came to winning a national championship the year before I got here. Mm. And then next year, or this last year, we, you know, came close, but not even that close. And I saw how sad it was for all of our guys. It hurt so much. And just thinking about how if, you know, I'd done a little bit more, that maybe it could have gone a different way. And just kind of trying to push the guys around me and push myself to get that next step and get that national championship.
Awesome. Great advice. Great to have you guys. Good luck the rest of the season. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
Stick
you.
Around. We've got football coming up next right here at Rudy's Country Store.
The Huddle is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Valor Auto Group, OG&E,
Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch.
Welcome back. Thank you guys for tuning in. Had a great conversation, both women's and men's golf. We've got some amazing football insight coming next. Don't miss it. We'll see you soon.
Sports Network from Learfield. You've been listening to the OU Bud Light Huddle live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.